USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Primaries yesterday, and in Arizona, the state's now on track to elect its first woman senator. As in yesterday's primary, Congressman Martha McSally won a bitter three-way battle for the Republican nomination to succeed outgoing Republican Senator Jeff Flake. On the Democratic side, Congresswoman Kyrsten Sinema won in a landslide. She'll face McSally in November. In the Florida primary, Democrat Andrew Gillum became the state's first black nominee for governor. On the Republican side, Congressman Ron DeSantis was victorious and told Fox News,
"We had the president come at the end of July with a huge event for us, and we really just had unstoppable momentum. And the good thing is we're going to carry this all the way through November and post a strong victory so we can continue on Florida's path to success and make it even better."
This is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing only for a limited time. Find your local Sleep Number store. Go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
A slight delay for the upcoming second trial of former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort. USA Radio's Wendy King with more.
Jury selection will start as planned on September 17th, but the opening statements will be delayed 1 week. The change gives the defense team more time to prepare since they just finished the first trial last week. Manafort saying he's waived his rights to attend any of the pretrial hearings. He says the amount of time and effort it takes to get from the jail in Alexandria, where he's being held, to the courthouse is just too much work.
Over 150 people rounded up in an ICE raid at a trailer company in North Texas. Customs officials reportedly targeted the company north of Dallas after receiving a tip that some of its workers were undocumented immigrants. A special agent at the Dallas office telling reporters the Tuesday raid was one of the largest conducted at one work site in the past decade. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Some victims of the deadly shooting at a video game tournament in Jacksonville, Florida, are suing already. The lawsuit alleging negligent security contributed to Sunday's mass shooting at the Jacksonville Landing. One of the victims shot a number of times. Meanwhile, the man accused of killing two people and wounding 11 at the tournament before he killed himself had a history of mental health problems. Records from the divorce of 24-year-old David Katz's parents indicate he was being treated for psychiatric issues at least as early as the age of 12. The California legislature is passing the country's first resolution to oppose intersex surgeries on infants. Intersex children are born with reproductive organs in between the traditional definitions of male and female, and they usually undergo corrective surgeries before they learn to walk. The resolution doesn't ban the surgeries, but says babies are not able to give consent on the procedure that can impact their life irrevocably. And Facebook now has a global streaming service. Facebook Watch is being rolled out worldwide today, competing with Netflix and Amazon for the global streaming market. The social media company launching its video service in the U.S. last year, streaming news, sports, and original programming. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.